I'm Florence from Dry Cleaning.
And I'm Lewis from Dry Cleaning. And we're taking over Pop Filter this week. Audiobooks, and the song's called The Doll. Florence introduced, I think, the rest of the band to audiobooks, and then we did a few shows with them, like a mini tour, 4 or 5 dates.
We did, yeah. I was really starstruck. I was very lame, and I was like, I'm a big fan. Yeah, I felt really silly. Yeah, I love them, especially Evangeline. Her vocals are just... When I first heard the song, I just felt like this massive... You know, like, I felt jealous in a really good way, where I was like, oh, God, I'm so jealous of this song. It's so cool. The lyrics are great. They're about this little girl losing a doll and asking for Evangeline's help finding it. But also it's kind of like she's wound up meeting the little girl because she had dinner in a Thai restaurant.
Which is my favourite bit, but she's got dinner at home.
But she's got dinner at home. So she's eating in the restaurant even though she's got... like dinner ready for her at home, which raises all kinds of weird questions. It's like, why doesn't she want to go home? Or is she just like, she's just loving it, or who knows? It's like kind of a hint into a whole other story.
I had just finished digesting dinner in a Thai restaurant. I was there on my own, comfort eating.
And then because she's out longer and in a place she wasn't supposed to be, she meets this little kid who's lost a doll. But then at the end, there's like this refrain that kind of is about letting go. It's like, it's hard to let go. And it kind of suggests like it's hard to let you go. So it's like the doll then becomes like something else, becomes like a romantic thing maybe. Or I don't know, it could even be about grief or anything. I've got a lot of memories of losing stuff when I was a kid and being absolutely like distraught as well. I was very like attached to things as a child. And so yeah, it just speaks to me on a lot of levels, this song, and I just think it's amazing.
It's extremely playful as well. At one point she does the voice of like the police officer, but in her own voice. She doesn't do like, an accent or, yeah.
That's what's so good about it. She does the little girl talking. Yeah. And it's like a whole world which is just populated by her. And I think, yeah, that's a really good point. I never thought of that. It's like, yeah, it's like a little play. But it's short. I mean, the vocal section, at least the kind of, with the main, all the words in it, is short. But yeah, it just hit me like a ton of bricks when I first heard it. I was just like, whoa.
This little girl lost her doll on the muddy road. She came from behind and pulled at my arm. I said, I'm sorry, I have not seen it. She said, please call 911. I said, little one, it is a doll. She said, it is her only friend. And so I dialed 911. They said, hello, what is the problem? I said, I'm a little concerned, a little doll has gone. They hung up the phone and told me to tell the girl to buy another one. Thousands of tears came sprawling out of her cupid eyes. We were both just there. Digesting dinner in a Thai restaurant. I was there on my own, comfort eating. I knew I had dinner saved for me at home. I said, okay, well, we will search the streets until you find the doll. All through this night, no sign of this doll. We even went by the ring roads. it fell out the window.
Audiobooks mit The Doll. Erschienen ist dieser Song 2021 auf dem Album Astrotuff von Audiobooks, die übrigens schon allein optisch ein ziemlich cooles Team sind. Evangeline Ling, die hat lange dunkle und David Ranch ganz langes weißes Haar. Neben dem Bandprojekt arbeitet Ling als Autorin und visuelle Künstlerin und David Ranch, der ist als Produzent ziemlich umtriebig. Der hat schon mit ziemlich vielen tollen Acts zusammengearbeitet, zum Beispiel mit David Byrne, Goldfrapp, Young Fathers oder The XX. Audiobooks, eine Empfehlung von Florence Shaw und Louis Maynard von der Band Dry Cleaning. Die übernehmen diese Woche den Popfilter und empfehlen euch jeden Tag einen Song mit besonders gelungenem Songwriting. Vor allem Florence, die hat ein ziemliches Fable für ungewöhnliche Songthemen und Geschichten. Bleibt also dran, morgen gibt es wieder eine neue Folge mit und von Dry Cleaning. Bis dahin, schön, dass ihr zugehört habt. Mein Name ist Jessie Hughes. Ciao.